Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Devastating wildfires in Colorado.
I would imagine this is what a nuclear attack would look like.
500,000 new COVID cases.
I ask and I implore and I beg, get vaccinated.
A more restrained New Year's Eve.
There's still many people that's reluctant to come out.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with the CBS World News Roundup. Parts of Colorado are ending 2021 not with fireworks, but with wildfire flames that have already destroyed more than 600 homes and sent tens of thousands of people scrambling to safety.
It's just black, windy, and there's embers blowing and, I mean, coming over your car, and it was just like, where am I?
KCNC-TV's Connor McHugh is in Lewisville near Boulder.
Boulder County Sheriff says he would not be surprised if there were more injuries or even deaths due to the intensity of this fire. Within hours, a blaze near Superior crossed 1,600 acres, destroying hundreds of homes. Flames were consuming the length of a football field in just seconds. Video taken of people evacuating a Costco showed them stepping into an apocalyptic scene. 110-mile-per-hour wind was whipping ash around shoppers in the parking lot.
The Omicron variant has become a medical wildfire. Florida's broken its daily case record again. Some 78,000 reported yesterday. That's up 66% from the day before. Other states are reporting the same, with the CDC count close to 500,000 new cases yesterday. Here's CBS's Nancy Chan.
In Cincinnati, the mayor declared a state of emergency after more than two dozen firefighters came down with COVID, with those remaining forced to work overtime.
Nobody can recall a time in recent history within the last almost 50 years where firefighters have been forced to stay beyond their normal hours.
Nationwide, COVID cases are rising so fast, it's estimated more than three Americans are testing positive every second. 15 states, plus D.C. and Puerto Rico, are averaging more daily cases than ever.
There's no firm count on how many COVID cases have come from cruise ships, but the CDC is looking into it. And now it's urging Americans not to cruise, even if they've been fully vaccinated.
The CDC recommendation comes as the agency is now monitoring more than 90 cruise ships. Colleen McDaniel is editor of Cruise Critic. The CDC action, she says, will have an impact.
It is likely that we'll see maybe a little bit of a lull in the return. Cruise lines themselves have already put a cap on capacity.
The Cruise Lines International Association calls the recommendation disappointing. It says the industry is being singled out. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
It's already 2022 in Sydney, Australia, and in Auckland. In this country, some celebrations are going on as planned. Others, not so much. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
There will be no crowds allowed at LA's New Year's countdown in Grant Park. It'll be live streamed over COVID concerns. So will Seattle's celebration at the Needle. But in New York City, a crowd will max out at 15,000. All will be masked and show proof of full vaccination.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Brussels has canceled its New Year's Eve fireworks again as Omicron rampages across Europe. Italy has banned outdoor celebrations tonight and closed nightclubs till the end of January. No parties at all in the Netherlands. It's back in lockdown. In Poland, though, where sentiment against any COVID restrictions runs high despite a rising death rate, nightclubs will be allowed to reopen tonight.
Presidents Biden and Putin have talked about Russia, NATO, and Ukraine. it doesn't appear that much has changed. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe is with the president in Wilmington, Delaware.
The president took the call from his home here in Wilmington. It lasted about 50 minutes, and it was requested by Mr. Putin. The White House says that the president told Putin that the U.S. and NATO will respond decisively if Russia invades Ukraine, and that diplomacy can only continue if Russia starts drawing down its military buildup. There are roughly 100,000 Russian troops positioned along the border with Ukraine, a buildup that's remained since the two leaders last spoke just over 3 weeks ago.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
A truck driver had gotten a 110-year prison sentence because of an accident that killed four people in Colorado. But the story went viral, and now his sentence has been reduced. Here's CBS's Monica Ricks.
Rogel Aguilera Mederos killed four people when his brakes went out in 2019. But his lengthy sentence and this speech at a sentencing hearing led to widespread outrage.
This was a terrible accident. I know. I take the responsibility, but it wasn't intentional.
Now Colorado Governor Jared Polis has shortened his term. The driver will now spend just 10 years behind bars.
When the Senate goes back to work next week, a group of Democrats and Republicans will push to renew the Violence Against Women Act. More from CBS's Nicole Killian.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, a survivor herself, has been working to reauthorize VAWA since it expired in 2019, stalled by controversial provisions like stricter gun restrictions, which some of her fellow Republicans oppose.
This is not a gun control bill. It is a violence against women bill.
But after years of negotiations and intense lobbying from celebrities like Angelina Jolie, Ernst and a bipartisan group of senators aim to introduce a bill early next year after reaching a framework this month to expand access and programs.
In the Pacific Northwest, it's been snow and high winds. In Southern California, it's been snow, heavy rains, and the fear of mudslides. The rain has stopped in areas that were once ravaged by wildfires, but Los Angeles Fire Captain Tom Henskin said the danger is still there.
The problem is the hillsides can still go even if it's not raining. And what happens is, with sustained rain that we've had the last couple of days, the dirt gets saturated, and without the vegetation to hold it back, it lets go.
LA has set a daily record of more than 2.3 inches of rain. Well, New Year's Eve brings the semifinal bowl games for college football's national championship. The Cotton Bowl has number 4 Cincinnati and top-ranked Alabama playing this afternoon. The Bearcats are considered the underdog, of course, but Alabama coach Nick Saban says his powerhouse team takes them seriously.
They obviously have a lot of really good players, so they've done a good job of, you know, attracting, you know, good talent. Those good players are also being developed in a very positive way to help them be successful.
Third-ranked Georgia meets number 2 Michigan in the Orange Bowl tonight.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Many of us have New Year's predictions. So does the Census Bureau.
The Census Bureau projects the world's population will be 7.8 billion people on New Year's Day 2022, an increase of 74 million people. The U.S. grew by almost 707,000 people over the past year, and the nation's population is expected to be 332.4 million residents on January 1st. Also starting next year, the Census Bureau projects an estimated 4.3 births to 2 deaths worldwide every second. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A number of New Year's celebrations are canceled or curtailed because of COVID, but in Key West, legendary drag queen Sushi will ride a giant papier-mâché red high heel shoe into the new year, as she's done since 1996. And that's the World News Roundup for December 31st, 2021. The broadcast produced this week by Matt Cherry. And I'm Peter King, wishing you a Happy New Year from CBS News.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.